In a world of mass production and disposable goods, what if beauty isn't merely decorative but fundamental to our well-being? Alan Moore's Do Design presents a radical proposition: the objects we create shape who we become. This isn't just aesthetics, it's about intention, purpose, and how we relate to our world. When astronaut Edgar Mitchell viewed Earth from space during the third lunar landing, he experienced an overwhelming spiritual connection. Our fragile blue planet, suspended in void and protected by only a paper-thin atmosphere, revealed to him a profound truth. Everything, sun, moon, earth, ourselves, consists of the same atomic material. We're all stardust, he realized, echoing ancient wisdom. This cosmic perspective mirrors what theoretical physicist Frank Wilczek asks: is the world a work of art? Einstein's relativity and Dirac's equation are described as beautiful precisely because they reveal fundamental truths through elegant symmetry. When we recognize beauty's transformative power, we begin to see design not as superficial styling, but as the foundation of everything we create. Beautiful things are prepared with love, and the act of creating something beautiful brings good into the world. This simple act makes a profound statement: life is worthwhile. Beauty takes us from surfaces to core foundations. The Shakers embodied this through principles of simplicity, utility, and honesty. A Shaker chair represents masterful craftsmanship through elegant restraint: four posts, three slats, stretchers, and woolen tape. Their design's beauty relies on proportion and harmony, reflecting their belief that appearance reveals inner spirit. For Shakers, work benefited the spirit while producing goods. They transformed common objects into works of uncommon grace, following their golden rule: make only what is useful, and make useful things beautiful. Shaker design reflects inherent optimism. Those who lavish care on everyday objects clearly believe life is worthwhile. This wisdom of simplicity isn't about austerity, but intention: removing what doesn't matter to reveal what does. When we strip away unnecessary complexity, beauty emerges in the essential. Doug Engelbart, pioneer of the mouse, hypertext, and video conferencing, wasn't merely building technology, he was creating a world. Like astronaut Mitchell and the Shakers, Engelbart aimed to augment humanity by improving information flow and enabling collective problem-solving. We should look beyond what Engelbart built to ask, what world was he trying to create? His approach of describing his vision before it existed was crucial. If you cannot describe a new destination, you'll never reach it. The limits of our language become the limits of our world. This transforms design. Instead of asking, what am I making? We should ask, what world am I creating through what I make? This elevates our work from production to meaningful creation. Morihei Ueshiba demonstrated this by transforming martial arts from violence to the graceful, nonviolent practice of Aikido. Without a guiding philosophy, we lose our navigational compass. Technical precision ensures reliability, but cannot answer the essential why questions. Why do we do what we do? What purpose do we serve, and to whom? Our most potent creativity flows from deep wells of stillness, not from constant connectivity and deadlines. Tibetan calligrapher Tashi Mannox discovered that emotions manifested in his meticulous work, teaching him that a clear mind was essential for quality. True greatness emerges when focus is total and heart-directed, as practiced by both Shakers and modern digital creators. This stillness enables complete commitment, which, as Tashi notes, ultimately gives you freedom. Seamus Heaney embodied this essence through granite-like integrity and deep empathy. His genius lay in bringing us into his world through everyday details while expanding to universal truths about the mass and majesty of the world. Stillness allows clearer vision, as photographer Sebastião Salgado demonstrates. His images contain intricate detail, yet it's his unique perspective that makes his work profound. To develop creative depth, we must open our senses fully, removing the distance between subject and observer. John Steinbeck called the free, exploring, curious mind humanity's most valuable asset. Curiosity rejects rules as provisional, embraces unplanned diversions, and grows voraciously. The more you know, the more connections emerge. When pushed to its limits, curiosity inevitably challenges orthodoxies, as Galileo, Darwin, and Jobs discovered. Yet these disruptors ultimately brought more beautiful ways of being to the world. The incurious face a dim future, while those with hungry minds shape what they create. This curiosity creates space for serendipity, those unexpected connections that transform our work. Serendipity never schedules appointments. She simply arrives in her own fashion. Comedian Bill Bailey reveals, "I start with a laugh and work backwards from there." Designers make intuitive leaps to visualize optimal outcomes. As Pixar's Ed Catmull noted, the greatest enemy of creative success is the attempt to fortify against failure. Creating the future means embracing mistakes as essential to producing valuable work. Muhammad Ali's two-word poem, "Me, We," captures our essential nature. We need authenticity as individuals, yet can only truly be ourselves when connected to a greater we. Individuals need community to transcend limits, while collectives need each person's unique contribution to create shared meaning. Pixar's success stems from collaborative storytelling through their Brain Trust, a forum where films undergo rigorous scrutiny during development. With principles of constructive criticism, candid speech, and trust building, directors listen but retain decision-making authority. Catmull acknowledges every Pixar movie sucks in the beginning, but through patient collaboration, mediocrity transforms into excellence. Gabriel Branby revitalized axemaker Gransfors Bruck through the Total Philosophy, a holistic approach integrating ethics, business, and production. The company empowers smiths to work at their own pace, with each marking finished axes with their initials. This craft approach creates meaning for workers and quality for customers, demonstrating how deep engagement produces both commercial success and personal commitment. We can all live off the coast of Utopia, seeing it shimmer in perfect beauty across the water. Though perfection remains unreachable, we should still strive for it. Michelangelo's David comes close. While cynics settle for mediocrity, the wise remain optimistic despite knowing they'll never reach the utopian shore. Keeping possibility in sight offers a more joyful, meaningful existence. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars, or sailed to an uncharted land, or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. The philosophy of Ing represents ongoing creative processes: playing, making, loving, baking, coding, inventing, crafting. What is your Ing? Humanity is a living system intertwined with nature, riding flows of matter, energy, and information. To create a more beautiful world, we must consider our work's purpose in creating restorative lives. As craftspeople, we should follow William Morris's principle of having nothing in your house that is neither useful nor beautiful. The journey toward beauty isn't about perfection, but intention, making deliberate choices that honor both our creative capacity and responsibility to the world. By embracing beautiful design, we create better objects, better lives, and ultimately a better world.